بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. Before the month of Ramadan, we were discussing the beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله الحكيم, the most wise or all wise. Wisdom belongs to Allah تبارك وتعالى. And we mentioned also before that for a person to get this wisdom, he's a wise person. Who's a wise person? Person has wisdom. How do you get wisdom? The first criteria is taqwa. Be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it's mentioned that person who makes amal upon his ilm. Whatever knowledge he has, so that knowledge and ilm are married. He marries them together. Whatever ilm he has, then he makes amal upon it. And the outcome, it will give birth to wisdom and hikmat. Whatever knowledge a person has, thinks, amal Allah Ta'ala will grant him hikmat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hikmat is beyond our comprehension. Why this happened? In which way it happened? Sometimes you question why. Why it happened like that? Allah is al-Hakim. Allah knows what is best for us. And we have to believe this. The sifat and attributes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that we are discussing, just about a muzakara also, we're just not discussing it as the attribute of Allah. But Hazrat says that we read the names of Allah and we discuss the beautiful names of Allah and the description and the details, so that our yaqeen and conviction can increase upon Allah. Then Allah is all wise. Therefore, I should give up ibrati for Allah. Allah is all wise, all powerful, sustenance in His hands, His rahmat, His mercy, and His bounties. All His beautiful sifat belong to Allah. Therefore, I have to give up everything for Allah. How can it? I still listen to myself and my nafs? Should be listening to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Imagine now a parent tells the child to do a certain thing and say, I won't do it. I won't do it. Parent won't tolerate it. Dare you speak to me like that? Or he gives him a certain suggestion or a command or an order, whatever it may be. But the child says to somebody else, father told me that, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. He told me, don't go there, but I'm going anyway. I'm going anyway. The father won't tolerate it. The mother won't tolerate it. Yeah, in the same way, not the father or the mother, the Khaliq is saying, do this and don't do that. Then too, because the conviction is not there that Allah is all powerful, the yaqeen is not there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's every command is full of wisdom. Every command is full with wisdom beyond my wisdom. But us going against the command of Allah, we may be called a wise person, but we're not wise. Wisdom is following the command of Allah. That's the height of wisdom. What Allah Ta'ala wants now is full of wisdom and fulfill it in the correct manner. That is wisdom itself. But a person breaking the command of Allah and then calling him very intelligent, it's such intelligence. Such intelligence. You don't have wisdom, you don't have knowledge. But what is wisdom? Always has this. We come back to the same point. Where Hazrat says now, where the whole world said that the most backward, most uneducated, the most jahil women of the world, Afghani women, we say the most intelligent women of the world. Whether all their education and secular education, they gave birth to such mujahideen and such men that under all conditions kept up the command of Allah. This is wisdom. Against all odds, entire force of the world came against them, will fulfill the command of Allah in all conditions. This is wisdom. These are wise men. So wisdom is only to fulfill the command of Allah. When it comes to myself, my life, my children, my family, my wife, the masturat. Also right now, my dear brothers, we mentioned in the month of Ramadan also, Allah Ta'ala's command is full of wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prohibitions also, don't do, full of wisdom. Don't do it. There's wisdom in it. Why you shouldn't do it? People now want to know, but why should we read namaz? What's the wisdom behind it? Even to explain the wisdom to you is beyond your comprehension still. As Imam Ghazali rahimullah mentioned, we can think of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to whatever level you want to let your imagination run. Allah is so powerful, and so much of might and sovereignty, authority belongs to Allah. The skies, the moon, the sun, the stars, the earth, below the earth, above the skies, everything, no matter how high or how deep your imagination can run to comprehend the qudrat of Allah, he says where your comprehension stops, Allah's qudrat and power starts from there. It's wara al-wara. It's beyond your comprehension. Allah's wisdom, Allah's hikmat, beyond our comprehension. Allah says, don't do it. There's no question behind it. Allah Ta'ala says, do it. There's no question. Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? So now even the ummah has come to a stage now that they don't even understand what is wisdom anymore. But then too, we have accolades and we have degrees, and people say, but he's so and so, he's such a big sheikh, he is, and he's such a specialist, and she's got this and that. Degrees on his place. We're not saying don't do it, but do it with deen. As Hazrat Padiya used to say, that first I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim, then I'm so and so, then so and so. What's a Muslim first? I've surrendered. So hikmah belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now the ummah doesn't even know anymore what is a major sin. How many of us, myself also, really sit down and make dua and tawbah and istighfar? From what really? Nothing has become serious anymore. There's no real major sin anymore. It's just now, we'll just make a surface tawbah, istighfar. Nothing major in my life. Everything's okay. Even the major sins have become like nothing really. For the women to leave the house, to sit in public areas without parda and hijab, not serious. It's not a major thing. For the men also, to go to certain places where there's nakedness, be hayai. We might say, now we're not looking, but is that the place to be right now? Is that the place of a mu'min? That is why Imam Ghazali rahimullah would say that if the Sahaba of Badr have to wake up now and come into the world, he said they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are there any Muslims in the world? You don't see them. He said, but you don't look like a Muslim. You don't behave like a Muslim. So we haven't surrendered. But we think now we are progressive. I'm very clever. I'm very wise. I've got certain education, certain level. So I can take my family here. I can take... From there you can understand now, really he is wise or he is a jahil. He is jahil of the command of Allah, and he is jahil, ignorant of the power of Allah right now. They say that 3 or 4 year old boy, he heard about policemen. When Umar Palamuri Rahimah gave the example, he knows about the policeman, but he just knows the policeman. So you see him on the street, and he tells his father, buy me a policeman suit also. He got his cowboy gun over there, and he got the cap, acting like a policeman. And you see a policeman, he says, he's a policeman. You go pull his pants, play with his gun a little bit. Father says, don't do that. He says, no, policeman, I want to be one also. He's only 3. We say he's jahil. He doesn't know really who the policeman is. Let him mature a little bit. Now he says, hey, that's a policeman. Now he'll drop his speed also. Now he'll walk with respect. When he was young, nadan. He says, imagine now nadan and immature we are. Comes to my Allah, he's there. Can Allah really do anything? Can he really do anything to me? I'll do what I want. Nothing major in my life. Everything is okay. For the masurat also, nothing major. They're going out of the house without parda. We're not even making tawbah for it. Not even tawbah for the YouTube and the TikTok and all these apps. We're looking zina of the eyes day in and day out. No tawbah. It's one of those things now. There's nothing major since left in our lives now. Everything has become minor. Inna lillahi. So no tawbah. And what's the danger? Understand, my dear brothers, what's the danger? We're not making proper istighfar and tawbah. What is the danger? Understand how shaitan has caught the ummah right now. Nothing is major. Everything is fine. Riba also, you know, it's murabaha, mudaraba. It's sharia compliant. Now, just a few days ago, we started one chapter in Madrasa, Kitabul Ashriba. Chapter on haram drinks. And this four major haram drinks that is mentioned in ahadith and in different riwayat. What are the haram drinks? Now, if you do a little search also, you go to our local stores, they're selling the also non-alcoholic wine. Non-alcoholic wine. This, you know, is halal. Put one stamp there, halal. Bottle is a wine bottle. There what they go through a process, cold distillation, reverse osmosis, where we take out the alcoholic content from the grape juice and make it sharia compliant. Woman says, ah, it's fine, you can drink wine now. Non-alcoholic wine. Then you got de-alcoholized drinks also. And the brand names, you don't like to mention them. Even this brand name you have, Daru and drink, what's it called? Heineken or whatever it's called. That also they have non-alcohol, beer. So no, but nothing major. And what's the whole website says also, we have to come up with this because halal is a big industry right now. And we are for all inclusivity. We don't want people to feel left out. When you're in the company, in a company, corporate world, you shouldn't feel now excluded. You feel included. So he's drinking beer, you're also drinking beer. But yours non-alcoholic, we'll cater for you. We'll cater for you. So the Ummah is going to that level, nothing serious. Everything is just called mellow right now. But we feel we're the most progressive people in the world. Alhamdulillah. But we can see we're not making tawbah anymore. What's the fear right now? We're not making real tawbah. Ask ourselves. That Imam Kabir was saying. That kam karne wale bohot hai, rone wale bohot kam hai. People to do effort are many. But who's crying? Very few are crying really. Very few are crying over the mistakes and gunas of the ummah, their own lives. What's the fear right now? Where they trapped us in all these things that we lost our wisdom. We lost our wisdom. Wisdom to be taken out of. And we lost our wisdoms also. So what's the danger? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given two promises in Quran Sharif. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ O Nabi of Allah, as long as you are amongst them, I will not punish them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is no more here. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Allah said next ayat, and I will not punish them as long as they make istighfar. As long as they make istighfar, Ya Rasulullah, they'll be free. They'll be safe. They will be safe. The Ummah is not making istighfar anymore. Nothing major. Everything is okay. The Masturat also, nothing serious in my life. This is the biggest danger. That's why we have to reintroduce and say that I am involved in it. My weakness. My weakness, make dua for me. Make dua for me. Nobody is saying I'm weak anymore. Nobody is saying I'm weak anymore. Oh, nobody is saying it's haram, but I'm involved, make dua. Say, nothing wrong. What's the problem? Nothing wrong. Everybody is doing it. Everybody is great. All are involved in it. Only you making a noise. Husband will come to a majlis. He'll go home a little bit pepped up. Then he'll tell the wife, what do you think? Hey, you got too heavy now. Everybody is going there. Now you got a problem with everything. We can't go here. We can't do this. We can't. Everything can't. What must do then? What? Prepare for akhirat. That's what we said for. Prepare for akhirat. The goal is akhirat. The goal is jannat. This ayat also. Man kana yuridu hartha akhirati nazid lahu fi harthi. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that person who intends the harvest of the akhirat, we will increase him in it. And the one that intends and works for the harvest of the dunya, nu'tihi minha, will give little bit of it. He won't get everything. Little bit of dunya will give him. Wa ma lahu fil akhirati min nasibi. In akhirat, nothing for him. You finish everything here. Tafsir of this ayah, the Shafi'i Sahib says, rahmatullah alayhi, the person who intends the harvest of akhirat, Nazid lahu fi harth, will increase him in his harvest. He will increase him. So what does it mean, the person who intends the harvest of akhirat? They say the talk of at home is akhirat. We're doing dunya work also, but this is the topic of discussion in the home. We don't talk about this thing in the house. Our home, we just doing it because we have to do it. You have to go to madrasa. Madrasa, you have to go. School now, just do a little bit, whatever it is now. But it's not the object of the life, that you have to go so far in dunya to make it. And there's no talk of akhirat. The child has no concept of akhirat. Ulama was speaking recently. They say even the boys in the hifz class, they're only doing hifz because I want to become hafiz. And the basics of deen, they have to know the basics. How long as they become hafiz and go in jannat? The rest of it is by the way. Whether taharat is correct, wuzu correct, salah. Even the parents don't put emphasis on it. No, become hafiz. Become hafiz, you go into jannat. And you're taking us also. We're going to hold your kurta. We're going to hold your the kurta on the weekend that you're there. What is it going to do? What the kurta are they going to hold? So, we've got a problem right now. So even the basics of deen, the children don't know, but I'm becoming hafiz of Quran. Parents are very proud. But nothing basics. They know of deen. And what we're not realizing, my dear brothers, is that the parents are talking so much of dunya in the home. That the child's object of life right now is dunya. He believes, we only to a certain extent, we believe this dunya is our God. What the child believes. Really, if we find out and ask different ulama, we actually believe this shop, this business, this bank, this degree, this is my God, this is paying. This is my ilah, this is my God, this is what I worship. You might not say it. But we'll miss salah and amal because of this. It shows who's the God. What the child believes? We believe this is the God, and the child believes, generation is coming right now, is there. They believe there is no God. They believe there is no God. It's already hit Western countries, atheism. It's in our country already. The children actually believe there's no God there right now. We just carry on in life. It's free for all. No tawbah, no istighfar, nothing. Even when it comes to smoking nowadays, the non-halal things, you don't get halal smoking too. So they're smoking greens also. What they say? Like, there's nothing wrong with it. What's the problem? Nothing made. Everybody's doing it. Everyone is doing it. Whether it's vape, whether it's cigarette, whether it's israf of money, israf of time. But it's nothing serious anymore. It's like, who's making tawbah istighfar? Before they'll make tawbah istighfar. Yeah, Allah, I got this bad habit. No more bad habit. Become a trend. Vaping has become a trend. Like now you with the times. You with the times. So there's no more major sins left in the ummah now. Everybody has become minor. So nobody is making istighfar. What's going to happen now? Allah Ta'ala says, as long as you're making istighfar, I will not punish you. Once the ummah will stop from making istighfar, the azab will come. Azab will come, how it will come, how it will happen, Allah Ta'ala protect us. Well, this muzakara we're going to make all the time in our homes. But people don't like to hear it. They mean sometime, they read it sometime. Then they say, we're not on the same page. I think those pages are all torn already. We're not on the same page. You're on a different level, we're on a different level, all different levels now. Your deen is too heavy. They want a lighter type of deen. Watered down deen. Just want it watered down. Allah is Al-Hakim. You have to go back to Quran. What does Allah Pak say about me? What does Allah Ta'ala say about you? About your parda, your sharam, your haya, my daughter, where she can go, where she can't go, where I can't go, what I shouldn't do. Nobody's worried anymore. They say, we have to go back. We have to make the muzakara. So understand, these are major things in our life right now. Major. And we're not making tawbah, we're not making istighfar. Then we say, but we're highly educated. So you can understand how highly uneducated, ignorant we are. We do know the command of Allah right now. What wisdom is there? So we have to go back to Quran and Hadith. And at least I'm making tawbah, istighfar. Ya Allah, these things are in my home. So the talk in the house, the person who wants the harvest of akhirat, the talk in the house is about akhirat. So the children, yes, you're doing your studies wherever it is, but the object is akhirat. I have to make your jannat, oh my son, oh my daughter. Dunya, you'll get it. Allah has a system. Dunya will come. Nothing is guaranteed. You can have a degree. You can have a business. Hazrat explained now recently also. One of the ulama explained that father was in the business. Business was going down. So the son said, I'll purchase the business. I'll buy the business. Father said, business is going down. He said, no, bismillah, I'll buy it. And inshallah, I'll work on it. My amal is there, my gush is there, whatever it is. He purchased the business. He turned it over, started making millions. Same spot, same business, same commodities. Father couldn't make it happen. Son took over it, the amal, taqwa, sabr, Allah Ta'ala opened it. Another friend saw it, he said, hey, what a business you got. Sell it to me. I think he made a good profit and he sold it to that person. He sold it, he said within a few months he closed down. Same shop, same business, same commodities, couldn't make it. Now you think now, I feel this is a property to buy, I'm going to make it here. But whose command? What's the wisdom behind? Allah Ta'ala. But we got so much yaqeen, it's going to happen. Now who's the God? It's my own intelligence, I trust myself. So all these sifat of Allah we are reading to get our yaqeen upon Allah. Doesn't happen from me. Doesn't happen from the school. Doesn't happen from the varsity. Doesn't happen from here and there. To the extent also, my dear brothers, after Ramadan, many brothers are saying now we've gone flat. Can't get moving. Ramadan is special. It's special because you're not high. Allah Ta'ala gives you the tawfiq and shows you can do it some level out of the month of Ramadan. But Allah Ta'ala knows best. But my little intelligence will tell me, myself also, that after Ramadan we become overconfident on ourselves. I'll do it. We don't trust Allah. Then we say, hey, I can't know what's happening to myself. Because you're trusting yourself. You think you're going to do it. You think you're going to continue on that level of taqwa. You know, hand yourself over to Allah. Allah will make it happen for me. Now what happens when you're so confident of yourself that I will do it and you can't keep the momentum, what happens? You get despondent. Now I can't continue that level. Trust in Allah. Allah, how much you give me tawfiq to do? Alhamdulillah. Together with that, Allah Ta'ala likes to see our weakness also. Allah, I'm very weak. But what I feel for Ramadan, I'm strong now, alhamdulillah, I can handle it. Any environment, I can do this, I can do that. And before you know, ya Allah, how shaitan came, how nafs came. But you trust with yourself. The person trusts himself, he will fail. Trust Allah. Ya Allah, you gave me tawfiq in Ramadan, wasn't myself. You allow me to do it. After Ramadan, you will allow me to do it. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That my tawfiq is only from Allah. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. I trust only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I turn only to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah says, you trust Allah and you turn to Allah. Trusting Allah, ya Allah, I trust you, you'll allow me. وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. And towards Allah, I turn in repentance and tawbah. Repentance and tawbah will keep your head above the water, above guna and sin. Istighfar. Don't have istighfar every day. Allah Ta'ala will keep, won't allow you to drown in guna and sin. Hazrat says, then you can't come out from guna and sin. Read only Durood Sharif. Read Durood Sharif upon Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala pulls you out. Says, Hazrat Shaykh Rahimahullah gave thousands of murids only Durood Sharif. Read so much of Durood Sharif, and he said, Allah will keep you free from guna and sin. Because your mouth is engaged in the most beloved amal. Allah loves it. How will Allah let you now slip into guna and sin? If you have to slip it by your own choice, you went towards that direction. So this is hikmat and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's happening in the world? In the hikmat of Allah, a person has trust in Allah, he never become despondent. There's some wisdom behind it. In what good is happening, there's wisdom behind it. Yes, choices I made, that's my choice. Then you can't say Allah's hikmat, Allah's wisdom. I got involved in this. Oh, I didn't do that. Oh, I did this. Allah's wisdom. No, it's your own choice then. For example, what's happening in Gaza also? Was Allah's wisdom behind it? Beyond our comprehension. Allah is keeping them so resilient also. They're not giving up. So many lives being taken. Then too, what's the deep hikmat, wisdom beyond our comprehension? What we must do? We make tawakkul upon Allah with prayer of dua. Hazrat say, make serious dua. Make serious dua for them. Ya Allah, only you can protect them. Allah, only you can give nusrat and help to them and give them victory. What's the underlying wisdom is beyond my comprehension. So we don't get affected by ahwal and conditions. We still carry on. What's the command of Allah? I fulfill that. In that there will be a ripple effect in the world. This is the hikmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, there's nothing in the universe which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created without wisdom and benefit. There's something in there. Every single thing definitely has a function and benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created anything bad in the universe. It's how we use it. It's how we use it. It turns out good or it turns out bad. With regards to His creation, everything is good. There's definitely some underlying benefit in every of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. However, when we do not know the wisdom and benefit in something, we regard the thing as bad, whereas in reality, nothing is bad. Say for example, those animals which are harmful and dangerous, example snakes, scorpions, etc., they are regarded as vile to us because at times they cause us harm. However, keeping in mind the complete system of the universe, is definitely some underlying wisdom behind the creation, whether we are aware of it or not. Beyond our comprehension. Allah didn't create anything in vain. That is batil. Has no function. It has a function. It's how we look at it, how we understand it. And at the same time, we are not obliged to know the wisdom behind everything. Some of you know, what's the wisdom now of 5 time namaz? What's the wisdom of making sajda? Then they go to all scientific. Science is there on its place, whatever. The benefit of sajda, ruku, and the benefit of wudu, etc. is all by the way. What's the greatest wisdom? It pleases my Allah. Miswak pleases my Allah. Amardatun li Rabb. So we are slaves of Allah. Whether we know the wisdom, we don't know the wisdom. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did it, that is the height of wisdom. I follow Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, that is it. So many people have this. I'm very critical. I don't know why before I do anything. So already now, what's his whole thing behind it? I'm very clever. I need to know. I need to understand. Then I'll do it. Then you by all every command of Allah is beyond your comprehension. You gotta just submit. Submit to it. And then how Allah will open within your heart the understanding of it. When it has it happened in Nizamuddin. A person came to Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah. Hazrat Ji, this is all 3 days and 40 days and all, you're sending people here and there. What's the wisdom behind it? Where's the proof for it? Why they must do all these things over here? Hazrat Ji told him, no problem. What you do is, since you came to Nizamuddin, you want the answers, etc. Just join the Jamaat for 3 days. Then after 3 days, come back to me. I'll give you all the answers. Okay, no problem. Here for 3 days and he came back. Hazrat Ji says, You got any? No, all my questions answered. All the questions answered. Say, what happened? I said, I went for 3 days. I saw what it's about. So the 3 days is only a taster. Now you need 40 days now. There's your answer. You got to go and taste it first. Then you'll understand it. Now the Ummah doesn't want to go and try really what the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is about. What's it about? Then what wisdom Allah will open upon a person's heart. Our masturat, whether it's a parda, staying at home. You know, why should we stay at home? Why women must get half of men? What's the reason for it? When it comes to inheritance and miras, why we must get half? You want to question? What's the wisdom behind it? Why we don't have rights like men? Why do we have to go with parda out? Why you don't wear parda? The men should wear parda. Women are looking at them nowadays. Now, unfortunately, it's happening also. But one parent will take out his child from school, 12-year-old, from school, can't send him to school anymore. So when he asks why, he says now 12-year-olds, even they got boys and girls, the girls are looking at him. He's looking at that age. Then when you think 25 years ago, we met one brother from Texas in Raiwin. He told me at that time, he says, soon as you hit your country, also that time he told me. He says there in our country by 12, 13, a young boy or girl already loses chastity. 12, 13. By 15 they're drinking. By 18 they're alcoholic. By 20 they're already druggies. By 25 they're wasted. Now they're going to psychiatrist. He says it happened to you also. But they take pride. He says you take pride. I got an appointment this week with psychiatrist. Next week also psychiatrist. It's like a big thing. So then I was thinking to myself, it's become like a norm now. I'm going to a psychiatrist. Before, when we were in school, we had a guidance counselor. And if you had to go to the guidance counselor, it meant now that you are but you need some hidayat, guidance counselor. You don't know what you're doing in life. If you reach there, the friends will say, this guy got a problem. Let's go to the guidance counselor. It was like you look down upon. Now you go to a psychiatrist. And in those days, if you went for tuition, then you're dorm. And your teacher too is dorm. Because he can't teach you properly and you can't understand, you go pay for it. That time the fees was how much? 500 anything. They go to pay for tuition in the afternoon. Now it's a norm. All going for tuition. The same teacher teaching in school in the morning is giving tuition in the afternoon. It's become, I got tuition. Our days we felt shy to say about tuition. It means you're a dorm in Afrikaans or maths. You can't pick it up. Now it's become normal. Tuition, psychiatrist, psychologist, among meds, antidepressants. He says, you know, come to your country. His old system, they've already locked us into it. Where they're going to come with all this lifestyle is going to make you sick. It's going to make you depressed. It's going to take you backwards. What do you think? You're progressive. Because you're going to sugarcoat it and give it to you. If you told people now, 40 years ago, psychiatrist, they say, Zara bimar hai aadmi. Go to psychiatrist. I'll become fashion now. Allah Ta'ala protect those genuinely that have problems, by all means. We're not saying now they shouldn't go. If they have some problem, genuinely, it is there. As the Hakims also, as the Ulama are dealing with problem, they are those, Allah Ta'ala tests them with their mind, with their stress, with their anxiety. It is there. Right, for what reasons also? So they have these things. But it has become like a fashion now. Anything, therapy, psychiatrist, this thing, that thing, before was looked down upon. So everything has become normal. Even the major things has become like minor things. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding that now we come back to the original deen, which as our suffer we had in Afghanistan also, they we understood. And when he came to the masturat and his women, how they prepared their children, how they prepared the men to give their lives in the path of Allah. And how they gave it, and as the brothers explained to us also, because the masturat, as we say nowadays, you keep in your lane, I keep in my lane. Now in the man's lane, there's no more space. Women have taken all the lanes. There's no more lanes left. And there's no place in her lane also. It's my way or the highway. The highway is hers also. The lanes are hers also. Speed cameras are hers also. You're just the driver. So he says there, our women knew what they had to know. What they had to know as women, womanly things, feminine things, that they knew, alhamdulillah. That's what they gave over to the children. What Allah Ta'ala made them for, they knew that. That is sufficient to make them pious, good women that may tarbiyat of children in that manner. He says, once you give them more than they're supposed to know, what they're not supposed to know, then it will become a challenge to the men. Then they'll challenge the men. So he says, we're going to bring them back to their way they know what they're supposed to know. Within the home, they are geniuses. When it comes to tarbiyat of children, taking care of the children and making their minds to obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who's going to give you that wisdom? Your mother. Hikmat, wisdom, intelligence from the mother. She taught them. She taught these boys that when you grow up, your life is to be for Allah. You're living, you're dying, it's to be for Allah. Everything else will come behind it. The barakat will come with it. So how they prepared the men. Today now they're preparing the men to give their life and the children to give their life for sports. Mother is taking them for soccer coaching also. Inna lillahi. What she's not supposed to know, she knows. Now she's for coaching and then for tuition and then for this. Everything besides what she should be teaching him. And everything is by the way. It's just by the way. He's got to know these things, whether his primary madrasa is taken care of, he knows these things. He'll learn it, he'll know it. You see, but the school thing must be done. That now they're supposed to know and put it in the children, is that happening? From experience, we're telling my brothers, in the his class, the boys are coming 14, 15 years old, carry Quran Sharif. Carry Quran Sharif. Can't read half page, takes so long. What happened? Where you lost it? Where were you all these years? Now, I want to become a hafiz. But you carry Quran looking inside. Then you see, life went like him, Ramadan, I come here in Khatam. What happened? He lost the time. Where the time supposed to be given, where the mother supposed to push him, father supposed to push him, that didn't happen. Pushed him elsewhere, then you can understand. Allah Ta'ala says, the person who intends the harvest of dunya, nu'tihi minha, we will give him a portion of it. But in akhirat, no share. He'll have nothing whatsoever over there. And it's happening right now. That we give him everything of dunya, and how much you're going to get of it, and akhirat will be nothing thereafter. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with this kitab, evil glances and love of his, the harms and the cures. So Hazrat has mentioned, Hakim Sahib rahimullah mentioned, the method of coming out of love of his and haram relationships. Those who are involved in love of his and wish to come out of this trap but cannot do so, they're stuck in it, can't come out of it. This is the worst poison. Hazrat mentioned, this is the worst, the darkest poison of dunya. Person is married, gets involved in extramarital. This is the darkest poison in dunya. When he gets into the heart, Allah Ta'ala protect. Very hard to come out. Person has to make a lot of tawbah and clear the mind. Because the feeling that comes in the heart, is difficult for it to come out. So those who are involved in love affairs and wish to come out of this trap but cannot do so, should act on the following 6 points. Yes, you got 6 points in the Khanka also, mashallah. But 6 points in Tabligh also. Alhamdulillah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, they will be freed. If Allah wills it. So a lot of rona done, a lot of crying. Ya Allah, I want to get out of it. Ya Allah, I want to get out of it. But shaitan will bring the sweetness again. Don't make too much dua. Just enjoy a little more. Just enjoy a little more. Person has to make a decision. I don't want it. Make tawbah istighfar and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah can pull us out. The first point is, use the courage which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. Allah has given every person courage. How you know you have the courage? You got the courage to do the haram. What does it mean? You got the courage to do the right thing also. In every aspect of life, Allah ta'ala has given a person courage. He has now got the courage to do haram business. It means he has the courage to do the right business. Because he knows it's not right. So if he's got so much of the courage and guts to do the wrong, it means he has the courage to do the right. But is that using the courage in the right manner? Is that being channeled? Sometimes he doesn't know how to channel it. Therefore, he has to go to the mashayikh, go to the ulama ikram, take advice. I've got the courage, I'm involved in this sin, and I'm so deep into it. So you've got the courage to give it up, and to do the right thing. But shaitan won't allow it. Shaitan and nafs won't allow it. It make it difficult. That's why then we need somebody to assist, and help me. They grab me, wake me up for fajr namaz, call me to the class. They give me the, command me what to do, then I'll do it. Then you see the person, where he got, like we mentioned before, that person came to his sheikh. Say, Hazrat, kamzor banda, gunegar banda, can't get moving. Don't know, jadu on me, somebody did something on me, can't make it for namaz also. I got no lust, I got no shock, got no desire. Don't know what's happening to me. So the sheikh was a sheikh, come and he could see, there's nothing wrong with it. No jadu anything. He made jadu upon himself. He's just now lazy, his laziness. The sheikh saw it. He said, hey, ut, chalo bhai. So get up and move. The way he got up and he moved, he needs to stop after that. He needed a double dose. Sometimes we need a double dose. Sometimes we need the double dose, so we need to get moving. So use the courage Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And this courage, men have it, children have it. Children have more courage also. See how brave they are. I would take them to the beach and see how brave they are. Because you go right inside, we all went inside. Father, mother's heart is in the mouth. Ow. What courage he's got. But Fajr Namaz next day, madrasa class, can't wake up. But there we can run. But here we can't run. Now we flat. Because it's not channeled. There is no spiritual strength. So that comes from the parents, that comes from the asatiza, from the mashayikh. Masturat also. No, we can't do this. We can't. I can't wear black all the time. Can't wear abaya. Can't put the parda on. Why not? But you can found to your beauty. You know it's wrong. Yeah, I know it's wrong, but when it comes to deen, but I'm weak. When it comes to dunya, super strong. Then I can do it. But this I can't do. So you gotta sit down, pluck up your courage, ask yourself, why can't I do it? What's stopping me? What is it there? What is it there? And Hazrat says, regarding sare makhluk andehe, whole creation is blind. Nobody can see me. I care about no one. Nobody can see me. Nobody will help me day of Qiyamah. Only my Allah will help me. I'm doing it only for my whole dunya can speak. They all are dumb, they all are deaf, they all are blind. They can't see me, they can't help me, they can't do anything for me. They can't do anything for me. Only my Allah can do it. Allah is happy, alhamdulillah. Few days the test will be there. They say, oh, should be into parda. Let's see how long should be in parda. Oh, he's going into kurta now. Let's see how long. Ramadan finished now, let's see. This time I'll be back with the boys. This time I'll be moving again. Allah will give tawfiq. Pluck up the courage and do it. Many brothers don't pluck up the courage. And sisters also don't pluck up the courage to do it. Why? They're already anticipating failure. I don't want to start in case I fall down. I tried last time, I fell down. So bad thoughts of Allah. Allah can't do it for me. Allah can't. Do it little while. You see the benefit. Even if you slip up, what do you want? Toba, carry on again. Now what happens? You slip up now, you say, finished. My life is over. No. Have a spiritual bath. Make toba istighfar. And carry on again. Then you slip again. Carry on again. Till moth. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Many brothers, for Ramadan, I slipped up already. So what I must tell you? Sit down. Wake up now. Make tawbah. Make istighfar. Carry on. Why? I thought now after Ramadan, I'll be now over all my gunas and sins. You can't do it. Allah will do it. You have to carry on crying and crying and pushing yourself. That's why, very importantly, my dear brothers, now they talk about formative. What formative years? The child's formative years. And what age it is? I just hear all these terms. Formative years. For us, the formative years of our childhood, if we go back in our past, which we don't like to go back. Formative years, they say that the child play till he's 7. Then formal education. Informal little bit, he's going to some madrasa, he's doing some finger painting, he's doing some coloring, no problem. That's fine, all that. Little playing also, that's his time to play. Rest of the life, he's not going to play like that. From 7, then the formal tarbiyat education starts. From 7. It starts from then carrying on. From then already, parents must command the child to perform salah. Command him that he must read your namaz, read your namaz, read your namaz. By 10 already, he should be performing his namaz. Whether father is there or not, he is already trained. He knows already namaz time, I have to go for namaz. The child knows that. It's namaz time, I have to go for namaz. Then even he'll tell his father, you know, me for namaz, time is up, azan went already. Because he's so used to it. Every day he's going to the masjid. He's there with his father by 10 years old. Now the problem is, he got homework. Or he did namaz at home. Or he didn't, inna lillah. Because of homework, you're already training him to miss namaz. That homework is secondary. He's not going to pay the bills. Allah will do it for you. You have to come for namaz. You have yaqeen upon salah. I went for salah and I still got through everything. So by 10 years old, he's already on salah. By the time he's baligh, he's an adult now. Whether he's 15, whether he's 13, whether he's 14, he's a baligh. He's an adult, zakat becomes farz, hajj if he has the wealth becomes farz, roza becomes farz, fasting also is farz upon him, he's an adult. So 7 now you can see till around maybe 23, 25, these are formative years for a child. Formative years of his taqwa. Understand, many brothers, they send messages, maybe we can also relate to this. What I am right now in my life, 30, 40 plus, what I am right now in my life, certain habits that I have, certain inclinations that are there, certain memories of sins that I have done, that made me who I am right now, We were introduced to Allah that in those years. Sleeping late, waking up late, being lazy, being sloppy, eating wrong time, eating wrong things, all happened in those years. That became me. Now I'm grappling with it now, those habits that I formed in those times, in that time of my life. Now I'm grappling to overcome those habits of mine now. If the child was introduced now to good habits, sleeping early, waking up early, learning about Sahaba radiallahu anhu, what we learned that time, all these rhymes and nursery rhymes, they're stuck in the brain. We can't remember anything else. I was telling some youngster the other day, we taught history that time. What difficult names that time. We don't like to mention those names, but didn't relate anything to us. Whether it was some Rachel De Beer or some Volrad, Walter Mada, what grand thing he did, Allah knows best. Stuck in the head, only son and one. How old he was? 7-8 years old. So stuck. We never did it again in our life, but stuck in the head. If only we were taught the names of Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, and thought all those beautiful, pure, good things and good habits. So whatever we picked up in all those years became our life. Now we got to deal with it. I saw it that time, experienced it, tasted it, went there, saw it. Now, you're telling me I can't do it. But I already saw it, I got involved in it. But that time of a child's life is such an important time. That's the time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, that child who grows up, that youngster that grows up in the ibadat of Allah, he has secured his seat under the shade of the arsh and throne of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Secured. He got it. Allah will keep him with taqwa. Allah will keep him with taqwa. But where are we throwing the children? Where are we not putting them? Go see this, go see that, go see this match. The PlayStation, the Xbox, all these cartoons, all satanic. It's full of Satanism. That young boy had a new Xbox. Father bought for him Xbox or PlayStation. Next day he was doing his exam for his door. So Ustaz was testing him his door for his examination. As he's reading Quran, she's looking at the wall and he went blank all of a sudden. Looking at the wall. Ustaz tried to get him, he got in a trance, hal. Say, bhai, carry on. So what happened to you? He said, no, my mind wandered. What do you mean? He said, no, I just wondering. Where your mind went to? He said, no, last time my father bought me the latest FIFA something, this football thing. So from last night, I was just choosing my team, I didn't finish it. Now the thing came back, so I was just choosing the players right now. While reading Quran, I went blank. How the thing is, that's satanic. See how the batil came, the haq went away. Now what the child should be exposed to, we put all of this in their hearts, in their mind. We saw a little bit in our young days, we battling with, we get over it. If we never saw it, alhamdulillah. Hazrat says a person can go through all the haram things in his life. Later on in his life, he changed, he made tawbah, istighfar. He'll come to a level of taqwa. But that child was never exposed. Alhamdulillah, he grew up in taqwa. If you say, hey, this guy, bichara, he doesn't know anything. Right, you ask him about this place, that joint, this. You say, I don't know, I didn't go there. He say, hey, bichara, masoom bacha. Doesn't know anything about dunya. People may go, hey, Sufi sahab. This guy is a Sufi, doesn't know anything, doesn't go anywhere. Hey, so, they say he's a bicharu. Father doesn't take him anywhere. We can know, you know, we're at home. What are you doing at home? Helping my father to do this. Hey, get a life, bhai. You got a pure life. See, his taqwa will be a different level compared to a person who makes tawbah. He's in a battle still with his old habits. He doesn't have these habits. He doesn't have these habits. Alhamdulillah, his heart and his mind is pure and clean. That's what we want for our children. We don't have to battle with all these things. And when these things come into their life, then understand. As I mentioned now, there's no God then. This becomes our life. Hobbies, entertainment. Then the parents say, I don't know what's wrong with these children. They don't listen. Why they don't listen? Because I did the same. Sami'na wa asayna. I heard the command of Allah, I disobeyed. If I say, Sami'na wa ata'na, ya Allah, I heard, and I will be like Sahaba Ikram, you see the effects of it. But if I said, I heard, but I disobeyed, what the children going to do? Ripple effect. So Hazrat says that to get over these gunas and sins, then use the courage which Allah Ta'ala has given. Number two, supplicate to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Make dua to Allah to grant you courage. You have to make the dua. That's why I say now, we feel that, hey, I fell down. I thought I'll be on a certain level. You can't do it. Cry to Allah, Allah keep you in this level. Your crying will keep you there, Allah Ta'ala. And yes, you will slip in life. To the extent Hazrat Thani has mentioned Rahmatul Ali. Even the awliya, the great awliya, Allah Ta'ala sometimes allows them to slip. What does it mean? Allah Ta'ala keeps them firm. Allah allows them to slip sometime to show them that you are not doing it, I'm doing it. And to bring humility in them. To bring humility in them. You're not a big Allah wala. I let you do it. So Allah sometimes will make them slip also. Then people hear about it, bring humility in them. And they cry more to Allah, Ya Allah. Only you give izzat. To izzu man tasha'u wa tudhillu man. Biyadikal khair. Allah, goodness is in your hands. Only you can take care of me. So Allah allows even the awliya to slip in life sometimes. So supplicate, make dua to Allah to grant you courage. Number three, ask the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially one spiritual guide, one sheikh, or one with whom you consult to make dua for one to attain courage. So one, you pluck up your courage, you make dua for courage, ask ulama ikram, ask your parents, ask your sheikh, ask your ustaz, to Allah ta'ala keep me a friend of Allah. Allah ta'ala gives me courage to come unto a'mal, remain upon taqwa. The du'as are accepted. Ask them to make du'a for you. They'll make du'a. Hazrat says now that if you got nothing to say to your sheikh also, nothing to tell him, nothing good to tell him also, nothing bad to tell him, everything is just now mellowed. It's carrying on. So then to send a message, request for du'as. Request for du'as. So at least that message you sent through, he might not reply to you, but Allah saw the message that he wants something. Allah is going to give it. Allah knows what's in the heart. The sheikh can't give it. He'll ask Allah, Ya Allah, you give him. He sent the message already. And the message is delivered to who? In the court of Allah. He wants something. And he sent it via the correct avenue. He's going to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask one to make dua for you. Number four, to take special care in making dhikr. Dhikr now is very important to protect the heart. To the extent, as the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah mentioned even to Hazrat Wala, mentioned to our Shaykh also, he says, in your Darul Ulum have one dhikr, one room only for dhikr. And have one jamaat only making zikr there. And if you can't get anybody, pay them to make zikr. Because zikr will protect your madrasa, will protect your taqwa, will protect the students. So there has to be zikr in the darul. I think darul, mashallah, is only qala Allah, qala Rasul. Hadith and Quran, he said, no, zikr is different. He said, pay people to make zikr there also. When you have ishtimas also, you have zikr jamaat. Before at Haramin, you have people going there, sitting in the haram, holding, making dua during the ishtima days, dua and zikr. When you go for gush, what do you have? A person on zikr, right? One hadith from saying Hadith Sulaiman, Qoliya Rahmatul Ali. He was making gush. We met one brother from Fiji, was in Australia. So he was talking to us. He said, I did gush with Hadith Sulaiman Qoliya in the 70s in Fiji. We did gush together. But that gush we went to, during that gush also, Hadith Sahib was telling me, you know what, the da'wah is just opening today. It's not flowing. The da'wah is not flowing during the gush. Something is not right. As usually now, it is opening and we're giving the da'wah. The people are taking effect. I'm not feeling affected and the person is getting affected also. Something is not right. So when they came back to the masjid, the Hadith Sahib called us, local Fiji brothers, say, come and see. Now I'll tell you what's the problem. The zakir, brother Zikr slept away. Powerhouse is down. There's load shedding. Now what is load shedding? There is no current coming to the da'wah. Is who the syllabus is locked together. When he's on zikr, he's drawing the rahmat of Allah, the help of Allah. He's taking the name of Allah. He's on zikr, they're on da'wah, they're walking in the path of Allah and he's feeding. The current is going through. So he stepped away. That's why I could feel something wasn't right. So we can imagine the barakat of zikr in our own life. If I do make a little bit of zikr in a day, which is so minimum, doesn't take much time also, then how I'm going to say that I fell down? I'm not making the zikr of Allah. Fifthly, he says, to keep far away from the causes of sin, physically and with the heart. That is all attractive forms. Now is the cell phone. The cinema cell phone. Everything haram is in the cell phone. Alright, we mentioned Ramadan also. Some brothers gave karguzar. Alhamdulillah, a brother said one night, I deleted my Facebook. Alhamdulillah, I'm free from it. Facebook is gone. Other brothers sent other messages also. We got rid of this, we got rid of that. Some say, can't get rid of it. So slowly, cannot make a mashwara, but at least the least we can do. One, plant some courage. Take courage and delete the app. Delete the app. If you have to use a Facebook, if you have to use other apps, I don't know whether you have to use it or not. But a certain app, if you have to, example, people use Twitter or X. That is full of haram. All pictures in there. If you have to use it, don't download the app. Just go online. go onto the browser, put in login details, go online, you finish log out. Once the app is, it's very easy to just open the app every time. But you have to log in now, it's a bit of headache now, to log into the thing, put my password, put username, I see later. Then later doesn't come, alhamdulillah. You're out of it. Whether we have all the other apps now for the soccer scores and all of that now, hey, every time I want to go to that app, I want to see what's happening here, what's happening there. Don't download the app. Just get it out. If I'm tempted now, then I have to go online. If I have to go online, then the browsing history is there. Say, well, headache. I better just now leave it. There's no use going on to it. So create some barrier of taqwa. Some barrier is you built a half a wall. That is taqwa. You build a wall now, a barrier between you and sin. So at least build a half a wall. We'll finish it off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just two examples, two ayats. When it comes to this, making some effort, when we spoke to the Mujahideen also, so we asked him, how you took on 52 countries? He said, very easy. Whatever the command of Allah was, we did that. They came now with the intelligence of the world against us. They came with the ammunition, the equipment, jets, cruise missiles, and daisy cutters, or whatever you call it. Everything they came against us. So how you took them on? You fulfilled the command of Allah. Then he quoted the ayat, وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ, that you prepare for them, مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ, to the best of your ability. We prepare to the best of our ability. Whatever broken guns we had, whatever ammo we had, whatever uniform that, we prepared it. So Allah said, you prepare to the best of your ability. Now they came with whatever level of intelligence, right? They can see you in the dark also, they can feel your body heat also, you got night vision. We've got nothing like that. You can see our movements. You got radars and whatever it is. You got drones. We don't have anything over there. But you prepared what you could prepare. Allah has promised now you prepare to your best ability. Now, where they were on that level, that vacuum Allah will fill it up. Allah will fill it up. And what intelligence Allah will give you? What intelligence Allah will give you? How to combat them? Allah will give you the courage. And then they give us different examples. How Allah Ta'ala gave them that intelligence. Just one example, if I remember clearly, he would say that we had the simple Nokia phones. Once you put a SIM card in there, then already they can pick up the frequency. So if you leave it by the river somewhere, they send a drone to pick up now where the Mujahideen are, what he finds on phone over there. So they know that it's somewhere nearby. So he would say that when the drone is to come, you could make out from the type of drone. This drone has a 2 kilometer radius or a 5 kilometer radius. So the person handling it is 2 kilometers away or 5 kilometers. So we know how far they are looking at the drone. Intelligence. How Allah Ta'ala gives it. Wattaqullah wa yu'allimukumullah. Have fear of Allah, Allah will teach you. Allah will teach you warfare. Allah will give you courage. How to navigate around shaitan and nafs. Allah will give it to you. So we notice, okay, they're so far away. Then when the drone goes away, then you pick up the cell phone. Tell one of the Mujahideen, run quickly, half a kilometer, 1 kilometer, go and drop it there. Now they pick up the signal, Mujahideen are moving. So they send the drone there. Okay, so they, possibly they are around in this area away. So they dispatch. Dispatch troops that way, we ambush them from behind this way. Gorilla warfare. Say subhanAllah. But what they got, nothing. The vacuum Allah filled it up. So too with taqwa, Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا تَقُلْ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. For people of iman, fear Allah Ta'ala, fulfilling the due right of taqwa for Allah. Fulfilling the due right of taqwa, you must fulfill the right of taqwa. How are you going to fulfill it? What's the right of fulfilling taqwa? That Allah be obeyed, not disobeyed. Allah is remembered, not forgotten. Allah is thanked, Allah is not, you don't show nashukri and ingratitude to Allah Ta'ala. Who can do it all the time? Nobody can. Then the Sahaba comes, say, Allah, how can fulfill the haqq of taqwa? Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. There, وَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Prepare to the best of your ability. Allah says, yeah, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah to the best of your ability. What do you can to the best of your ability? Ya Allah, I'm trying to abstain. I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying my best. Then Mufti Shafi Sahib says, you try your best to adopt taqwa. To the best of your ability, fulfill the commands of Allah. We don't have to do, we don't have to go. He says, even if you slip, even you slip into guna and sin, you're not regarded as a sinner, you're still regarded as muttaqi. You're still a pious person. He says, you haven't come out from the register of taqwa because you don't have the capacity to obey Allah Ta'ala all the time. You did your best, Allah will help you. And sometimes you will slip, Allah says, still a muttaqi. Make tawbah now and come back. You're still in the register of taqwas. Or the muttaqi. So carry on moving. Don't now slip and say, finish is over. So your Hazrat says, take special care, making zikr keep far away from the causes of sin. Ah, I told you, delete the app, you don't need it. Netflix, all these things, you find the brothers have on their phones. Delete it, disable it, force stop or whatever the thing may be now. And the temptation comes, now I have to go and get back into the thing, put my login details, forgot my password also, now I can't remember, I send an email to my, and they say, better just leave it, man. Better just leave it. Better we delete it. Temptation comes, now I have to go through all. So I already built half a wall. And Mujahid said, we built half a wall of ability to fight. Allah Ta'ala, he built a complete wall. It took how many years? 20 years. So when Allah will give taqwa, it will come. It will come, but we can't stop. So we fear Allah Ta'ala to the best of ability. And the sixth point, Hazrat says, to continuously go in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reform oneself by them. To sit in the company, this is the easiest way to reform a person's self. And if you can't find a Talmud, he says you can't find a pious person to sit by him. Oh, I can't sit every day. He says the easiest and the most passive way of islah and taqwa is to read the biographies of the pious. To read the biographies, you get inspired. If you read the kitab of the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi, RBT, was 6 volumes. How the Shaykh rahimahullah, he writes in detail, right from the time he was a young boy, to where Allah Ta'ala had taken him, to what level he reached, subhanallah. Buried in Baqi also. So he explains in detail how his life was, tarbiyat, elders, as the Zaipuri rahmatullahi, his father Shaykh, how he would go there, etc. You get inspiration. Look at them. How they became the men of Allah. The Shaykh al-Islam al-Hussain al-Hamdani rahmatullahi, he wrote a kitab, The Truth Is. Why I'm mentioning this, I emphasize in the students of deen especially, read these kitabs. The Shaykh al-Islam, he was studying in Darul Ulum Diyoban, when Hussain al-Hamdani rahmatullahi, and he had love for Shaykh al-Hind, his Ustam al-Mahmud al-Hassan. He has done a bed to you. He said, no, you go to Gango. He said, Gango, he my Shaykh. He said, I got no inclination towards him. He said, no, you must go there. And he knew, Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, if you go to his khanqa, he won't take your bath. That time they were put strict. First they put you on toilet duty. Put our boys toilet duty. Allah ki pana. They run away same time. They put you on toilet duty. To see whether really you want to make islah. Really. And to what level of pride you have in you. Yeah, I can't clean toilets. You need some little bit tensioning up. So, you see, I knew that he put me in some duty and I'll run away. Once you run away, you can't come back. He said, when we went, I went to Gango with my brother. Already our Ustaz, Mawlana Mahmud al-Hassan Sahib, already informed Hazrat Gangohi that Hussain Ahmad is coming and his brother. They come to take bayat. Without any questions, he took my bayat. I said, Inna Lillah, I got stuck here. I had no inclination and I got stuck here. It happens to many brothers, they take bi'at, but then they don't find that the inclination is no more there. They find, I'm more inclined to another alim. But they feel, hey, I'm stuck over here now. Now what I must do, I must go there. No. It's not like now you're stuck. If the doctor now can't treat you, you don't feel, you don't have confidence in the doctor, you find another doctor, but not that you're hopping all the time. Not that you're hopping all the time. You find one, you don't have inclination, you can't talk to the person, you found somebody else. By all means, go and move ahead and reach Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That's the main point, as it says. Don't get stuck somewhere. If you feel now you can't continue, they find somebody who you can talk to. It's most important, I can talk to him. I don't feel any barrier. I can communicate and move on. He said, I got caught. I took bi'at. He gave me zikrs and all to make, I wasn't interested. Openly he says in his kitab. So this is very, and you're a student of deen. He said, I came back to Darul Ulum Diyoban. I was studying. Other times, I was sleeping class also. Couldn't stay awake. I wanted to play. I didn't want to study. But Shaykh al-Hind and I was very close to my father. So all my meals are sweet at his house. It was his love, his muhabbat, to make dua for me. But I was playing around. And I didn't want to study also. I just wanted to play. I was a young boy. So no zikr I was making. Playing around most of the time. Sleeping in class. But it was a tawajjuh of his ustaz and dua of his sheikh, although he had no inclination, but the sheikh had inclination towards him. He saw something in him. So making a dua for him. He didn't finish the alim because a few years was left. Father moved to Medina, Munawwara. Father moved also because he lost his sheikh. My father Rahman went to Muradabadi. Father lost his sheikh, he went to a spiritual depression. Can't live here anymore. Everywhere I see my sheikh. I can't take it anymore. I go to the masjid, the vacuum is no more. The khanka is empty. I only get sukoon in Roza Mubarak. He went to Medina, Munawwara. So all his properties, I only get sukoon there. And they had poverty upon poverty. He lost 33 members of his family, buried in Baqi. His father lost children, grandchildren, 33 members. That time TV was very big in Medina, Munawwara, Ottoman Empire, the Osmani Empire at that time. And a lot of things they went through. He says, anyway, for about 2 years he taught in the haram, but that was du'a of his ustahs also. He didn't complete, but they told him he must teach. Started teaching, and he said, I would teach 2 weeks at a time, never, not one blink of sleep also for 2 weeks. Then I would take off for a few days and sleep it out only. They start teaching again, only namaz in between. Start teaching again. All different halqas in haram closed down, all the students came to me. Because the ulama, Arab ulama, they should teach only one subject. Our ulama of Diyabun should teach all the subjects. And they would come now with their notes. We go only with the book, the original kitab, but no footnotes. We prepare the sabak beforehand. And we teach from memory. That's how we were taught. So he said, I would come, start tafsir. I close tafsir, open now. Hadith. Close hadith, let's do fiqh. Close the fiqh, let's do something else. This man is a genius. The way he studied, wasn't qualified still. For 18 years he taught hadith sharif right in the Rawdah. For 18 years. From where to where? From where he came. Now you really listen a little bit. See the inspiration we get. That's what they say, if you want to make your Islam, read about our Kabir. Keep one kitab next to you. Our children also emphasize them. Who are they following? Who are they reading about? They don't know about these akabir. So we have a spiritual line. We have a ta'alimi line where we got our ilm from. We got a khanka line, silsila, all our akabir. We have a tablighi line where we have a whole chain over there also. We have to read about them. Who were these men? Just one last karguzari. We'll give you about our Dada Ustaz, Wala Habib Rahman Azmi Rahmatul Ali, our Sheikh al Hadith, Wala Fazl Rahman's Ustaz, Wala Habib Rahman. Simple person from India, Azamgarh. What a great Ali Muhaddis. So there was a kitab that was lost to the Ummah, Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba. The kitab, we only knew about it from other kitab that gave reference to it. But he started working on this kitab, found manuscripts. He went to London, into the library, pulled out one copy from here, one copy from there, different copies, some pages are smudged, etc. And he worked on it, and he worked on it. It took him years. Finally, he compiled the entire thing. Something his Ummah had lost. Hit the bookstores. Arab ulama went mad. What a kitab! We lost this whole treasure of hadith. See the name? Habib Rahman Azmi, Hindi. From India. Indian. Compile a hadith kitab. Unbelievable. Then when he went for Hajj, came to Medina Munawwara. Then they wanted to meet Sheikh bin Baz, who was the Grand Mufti of Saudi at that time. So let's go meet him. The great alim also, hadith also, he's very good in hadith. Oh, meeting ulama is also ibadat. Let's go meet him. So after Asr, they used to go to the Jamia Medina Munawwara, the university. The long line used to meet him. He used to be sitting in a big chair, like I find in the haram. Mashaykh is sitting on chairs. Got all his khadi next to him, all dressed in jubbas and scarves and everything. Habibur Rahman, simple man, two-piece kurta, looks like an Indian also, small beard like our Sheikh al-Hadith also. So he joined the line also. By that time, Bin Baz was a Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, was gone blind by that time. So as you go, you shake his hand, make salam with him, and you give your name, and make dua for you, kayf al-hal, barakallah, hayakallah, and you move on. And you got all the people next to him, and they tell you quickly, move on, for the whole line waiting. So he joined the line also. He joined the line, and when he shook Bin Baz's hand, so he says, Masmuk, say, Ismi Habibur Rahman Azmi. He grabbed his hand. He says, what's your name again? It's Habibur Rahman Azmi. So all the mashaykh look. This man looks like a simpleton, where he came from. Anta Hindi. Ana Hindi, min al Hind. So you wrote the kitab, companion. Say, I wrote the kitab. He grabbed his hand. Told his khadim, get me off this chair. Got him off the chair. He held him by his shoulders. He made him sit on his chair. The sheikh, man hadha rajul? Who is this man? He said, hadha huwa al-muhaddith al-kabir. He's the great muhaddith of the time. He was the one that compiled the hadith kitab. SubhanAllah. These were our kabir. Our spiritual line, our ilmi line. Our children read this, we get inspired. These were our elders that held the flag of Deen and Iman. So we read about them very simply. A woman also. We read about the pious women of the past. They get inspired. One thing was, today one post came out about Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anha. She had such passion to spend in the path of Allah that she started a home industry. With the only reason to make money to spend upon the poor. Not to make profit. Not to fill her own pockets. She just had a home industry. Woman saying, we bought it, what must do? Here's it. Start a home industry. Husband got enough money. That is some capital start. All that now in the path of Allah. Send to Gaza, send here, send there, mashallah. That's your industry for akhirat. Not now you buy more clothing. And I have to go more out. But we have examples among sahabiyat. Home industry just to spend upon the poor in Madinah Munawwara. What investments they made. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. With this correspondence also, my dear brothers, as we says, as it says, the good, after Ramadan, brothers are sending messages also. Actually, also one thing I want to mention to the brothers, that many brothers are sending messages, but they're not getting replies. So we still got a backlog from before Ramadan. We're trying to finish the backlog right now. Before Ramadan, we didn't see all the messages. We're checking now all the messages. The day is so short also now, we're not getting a chance to check all the messages and to reply to all. So please make maaf also. Inshallah, I will get to it. But remember, Allah already got to you. Allah already got to you. Whatever is in your heart, Allah will put it. As it says that when you will make the dua, Allah hears it. Whichever language you will make the dua, Allah knows the language. When you dial Allah Ta'ala's number, there's no there, there's no receptionist saying, for English, press 1. For Afrikaans, press number 2. And for Zulu, press number 3. Allah's any language. And you never find Allah Ta'ala's line, offline also, or is engaged. He's always ready for you. To the extent, as it says, Allah knows every language, any time, pick up your hands, Allah is listening. And even if you are dumb, Allah knows the language of your heart also. Allah knows what the heart is saying. And Allah will fulfill it. So inshallah, we'll get to the messages inshallah. In the meantime, brothers can make tawajjuh on me also. The work is done quickly. We can get to all the messages. But remember, Allah Ta'ala will come to the rescue. As Hazrat says too, you all send to me messages, I don't have to reply to you. Allah will reply to you. You got real talab, and you got real desire for islah, to change mashwara. Mashwara comes from Allah. Allah will give you, yes, you in the system, you tap in the correct system, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to your rescue. Definitely. But we mentioned the brothers also. Whatever we can help is for my own akhirat. For my own akhirat, we want to make our miles also, we make our points also, we want to get our reward also for akhirat. So whatever mashwaras, inshallah, and we mentioned the brothers also. If it's urgent, we put them in bold letters, urgent. So we know, okay, the sunya is urgent right now, so we're going to attend to it. Sometime, I'm also in ICU. So then we can't answer. People might say, Hazrat, Manana, Mufti Sahib, he's not answering the thing. He doesn't realize Mufti Sahib himself is ICU treatment. Hazrat is coming this weekend already. So we're already now in the general ward. Tomorrow we go to ICU, inshallah. Where we see Hazrat, ICU, you see me. Hazrat says, ICU, you see me. The eyes must meet. There's messages in the eyes. Muhammad and love. Hazrat, tomorrow will be in Freyheit, then in Newcastle, and then on Sunday will be in Escort. There's a jalsa there. So make dua tomorrow. We'll join Hazrat also on Safar, inshallah. So we'll try in between whatever we can assist with the Saatis. Allah Ta'ala accepted, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب أو كريم رحيم الله most kind of Allah يا الله we are the weak ones of the Ummah the Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله we don't have the amal we don't have the strength يا الله to obey you every moment of our life, Ya Allah. We are muhtaj of your assistance and your nusrat every second of our life, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us free from sin and guna, O Ya Allah. Give us a sin-free life, O Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq from your side. Ya Allah, we want to be obedient to you. We want to make your ibadat, Ya Allah. We want to be free and far from sin and your disobedience. Ya Allah, you make it easy for us. You make us amongst your awliya and your friends. You make your obedience easy for us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make your disobedience very difficult for us. That we don't go near it, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from temptation of shaitan and nafs that takes us towards haram and your disobedience. Ya Allah, give us enjoyment in your obedience, O my Allah. Give us enjoyment, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, to run for you, O my Allah. To wake up for Fajr, O my Allah. To run to the masjid, Ya Allah. To stand, Ya Allah, read salah for you and put our head down. Ya Allah, we come down to you happily, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. We enjoy ourselves, O my Allah, talking to you, reading Quran to you. Ya Allah, making your dhikr and taking your beautiful name, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, these lips belong to you, this tongue belongs to you, the hand belongs to you. This mind belongs to you, O my Allah. We've given it to everyone besides you. O my Allah, pull us towards you now, O my Allah. Pull us completely towards you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We don't have the strength, O my Allah, to walk the path, to reach you, O my Allah. Ya wara al wara. Beyond our comprehension, beyond our mind and intelligence. Our intelligence, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to your qudra, pull us, pull our wives, our children, our progenies, our families, the entire Ummah, the Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make amongst your pious servants, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us taqwa, give us iman, give us humility, humbleness. He was hazardous, free from malice, from sin, from jealousy, from evil thoughts. Ya Allah, save us from bad nazi, abusing our eyes, looking at haram. Ya Allah, give us enjoyment, Ya Allah, in simple things of life. Ya Allah, save us from the haram internet, Ya Allah, from the haram web, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Ya Allah, use us with the khidmat of deen, accept us with the khidmat of deen, make us busy, Ya Allah, day and night in the khidmat of deen, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Ya Allah, give us your muhabbat and your love, and the dard and the pain of your love, Ya Allah. That our hearts come in your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us talibul akhirah. Ya Allah, that we want the harvest of akhirah, O my Allah. Put it in our homes, in our children, O my Allah. Make them, Ya Allah, qaris of Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, make them reciters of Quran. Make them musallis, O my Allah. Make them ashiks of Quran Sharif. Make them hufazul karam. Let them know their deen. Let us know our deen also. Let us prepare them for akhirah. Ya Allah, to serve your deen and prepare us and accept us and accept our businesses, our homes. Ya Allah, accept our properties and protect it, Ya Allah. Protect our masajid, our makatib. Ya Allah, protect the ulama. Unite us upon the haqq, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Give us a beautiful life in this world. Ya Allah, the test will come, O my Allah. It is, Ya Allah, it is from you that the test will come. But then too, Ya Allah, inna ma'al usri yusra. That with the test, there'll be easiness, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts that are connected to you every moment of our life, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. All that are sick and healing, grant them shifa'i, ajil, kamil, mustamir. Remove the pain, O my Allah. All those that have whatever problem it may be, O my Allah. The sicknesses, illnesses, whether jadu and sihar, O my Allah. You are qadir and mutlaq. Ya Allah, you are all powerful. Nothing is more stronger than you. Ya Allah, relieve them. Give them shifa, ajil, kamil, mustamir. All those in debt, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Save them from haram. Take them out from haram. From interest, Ya Allah. From riba, O my Allah. Crush their debts, O my Allah. Give plenty of halal. Ya Allah, make your obedience easy. Free them for your obedience, O my Allah. Ya Allah, guide them with children, O my Allah. Give them love for the sunnah, Ya Allah. From head to toe, they're dressed in the sunnah, O my Allah. Give them love, Ya Allah. We hear them making your dhikr, Ya Allah. Taking your name at the time of eating, sleeping, O my Allah. Give them qaim and strong upon deen, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, the tajali fitnas will come. But then too, Ya Allah, you are still there, O my Allah. You guide them, O my Allah. One day we will have to leave, we will have to go, O my Allah. Everything, all khair and goodness is in your hands, Ya Allah. You protect them, O my Allah. Make them amongst the Imamul Muttaqeen, O my Allah. The Imams of the pious ones, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give a woman sharam and haya. Give them modesty, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let us understand what is kabair, what are the major sins and the minor sins. Ya Allah, we make tawbah, we make istighfar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make istighfar upon our istighfar. Ya Allah, we don't know how to ask for forgiveness, O my Allah. Forgive us for that also, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save the Muslim from your punishment, O my Allah. Then you help to the people of Palestine, O my Allah. Sudan, China, and all the different countries of the world where the Muslims are. Ya Allah, they're holding the flag of Iman, O my Allah. How very quickly we let down, Ya Allah, the flag of Iman. Ya Allah, they are making us proud to be Muslims, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you be proud of them. You be happy with them. Ya Allah, keep them strong, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Hold back the hands of the zalim. Ya Allah, he died not written for them, Ya Allah. Break the hands, remove them, O my Allah. Give victory to the Muslims in the world. Let your deen become alive, O my Allah. Let your deen become alive in the world, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us a life of ease and afiyat in this world at the time of maut. Give us kalima. Ya Allah, striving in your path, Ya Allah, for your deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Take us to Madina. Ya Allah, we don't deserve it, O my Allah. We don't even have the tongues to ask of it. But you are akram al-akramin. Ya Allah, we have come with fake goods and fake a'mal, poor quality. Ya Allah, you give us a full return with the saddaqa alayna. Ya Allah, give us saddaqa, O my Allah. We are paupers, we are beggars, O my Allah. We are deserving of your saddaqa. Ya Allah, when you give for free, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us free, O my Allah. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna. Innaka anta tawabur rahim. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us over and over again out in your path to the qabooliyat, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give the ummat hidayat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the call has come out to boycott, O my Allah. Give us the himmat and the courage to boycott their lifestyle. Take out Nasraniyat, Yahudiyat, Ya Allah. The love for the Christians, the Jews, and the lifestyle. Take it out from our hearts. Give us love for the style of Muhammad Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we love it, we live for it, we die for it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to boycott all the products, O my Allah. There'll be a revival of Muslim products in the world, O my Allah. Open it for the Muslim Ummah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Barakat is in your hands, rosy in your hands, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save us from all the haram things, Ya Allah. Give us in halal, give us plenty of halal. There was happiness in our homes. Ya Allah, keep us, Ya Allah, barakat in our businesses, Ya Allah, in our lives, O my Allah, keep us upon your ita'at. Accept the safar of our Hazrat Wala, make it Mubarak, give him good health, give our Hazrat good health, afiyat, sihat and salam to the entire family and progenies, our khanka, our chaman, our darul ulums, O my Allah, and produce ulama, ya haqqani, rabbani, O kareem, rahim Allah, unite the ummah upon the hand, protect the ummah, teach the ummah, and teach us, O kareem, rahim Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, wa tub alayna. Innaka anta tawwabur rahim, O my Allah. Accept our amal of the month of Ramadan. This lasts us for the entire year, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what beautiful lights you gave us, O my Allah. What beautiful lights and days in the month of Ramadan, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept it, increase it, O my Allah. Those that were there, those that weren't there, Ya Allah, give the full reward, O my Allah. All those behind the scenes, Ya Allah, give them the full reward and increase in all khair and barakat, O my Allah. Let our every day be like the day of Ramadan, O my Allah. We were sin-free, Quran tilawati stay, zikrullah, programs take place. And Ya Allah, the day we meet you, O my Allah, let the day be a day of Eid for us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give it to ourselves, our families, our friends, our neighbors, the entire Ummah, the Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazallahu anna Nabiyyana Muhammadan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma hu ahlu. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Atub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabu ar-rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma hamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka. As we mentioned to the brothers also, very importantly, we have our programs on Thursdays, Laylatul Jumu'ah, then we have on Monday nights also the informal program. Then we have our amal in the masjid. We have to link up to our local masjids. This is our fortresses. We will stay strong. We have to link up to the amal of the masjid. We have the gush taking place. We have the talim taking place. All these, remember, are doses of hidayat. Even 3 minutes, 5 minutes, we take part, sit in the talim in the home, and especially Friday night, Shab Guzari program. Even we come for after Isha only. But come and sit in that environment. Listen to the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. How inspired we'll get. Bring our children, sit down, even for a few minutes in that environment. Allah's rahmat is pouring right now. Throughout the world, so many programs are taking place. So we go and sit for a few minutes. And Isha is late usually on Friday nights, Masjid al-Hilal, half an hour later, 15 minutes later. So I'm going to sit for the program. That 5 minutes, what will happen to the heart? What will you listen? And in that time, really, what we are doing? We're sitting at home. We are sitting at home. So sometimes I joke with the brothers, but you're not tired of home. Everything else we're tired of. At home, you don't get tired. The house of Allah is the masajid are the houses of the muttaqeen. The masajid are the houses of the pious people. They want to be in the house of Allah. So we accustom our hearts. So maximum time in the masjid. That I like to be here. I want to sit here. When I'm doing nothing, just be in my hand, Durood Sharif. Then I go home, spend some time over there. Then back to the house of Allah. So Friday night, a little bit of agi, peachy also. Thursday night, we here. Friday night, have supper with the family, whatever it is. Slowly, we increase our time. Now, because one incentive, Friday night, Hilal, Isha is later. So, if I'm not coming for the after Maghrib program, what does it mean? I've got a little more extra time to have supper. Have proper supper, no problem. Now, come for the late Isha. Come for the late Isha, alhamdulillah. And now, mashallah. Sit for the program. And when we're spending the path of Allah, sometimes we're going down, we find some local brothers coming, right? Then we go to a local canteen over there. Buy the guy one, some food for him also, some sadqah for him. You find brothers downstairs, they come from outlying areas, right? Buy him something, sadqah, he gets happy, alhamdulillah. Whether it be a weekly thing, whatever it is. Our children will see this, they get accustomed to it. My father used to take me Shab Guzari. Something happening over there. From there, Allah will take him after that. From the local Shab Guzari program Friday night in the local Markaz, then Allah will take you further to Darul Ulum. From Darul Ulum, Allah will take you to Markaz or Raiwin. This comes to mind now, we don't have the time, but very quickly, Awakar Guzari. We don't like to mention about ourselves, but this inspiration and the shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And I wanted to go for 4 months also after my midterm, which I had to do, my Ustaz Mashwara. I wanted to go for 4 months Jamaat. I used to hear every week in the Shab Guzari. I think maybe from 92, 93, 94, we didn't swan Shab Guzari. We used to go to Junction that time. I used to hear the readers there, we used to say, Allah, one day we're going to read like that also. We were young that time. And whoever the ulama used to read that time, we used to get inspired by the reading. Get out. That Hafiz Sahib is reading the Namaz. He's performing the Salah there. So we're going to go 4 months. But whatever it was now, family conditions, etc., then you couldn't go. Then father told me you can go 40 days in January. That didn't materialize also. That time you make a mashwar by Padiyasa. So Bai said, never mind, you carry on making dua. Carry on. So iman was very high that time. You go 4 months, took injection, took up my own passport also, going 4 months. Then it fell through. But waking up early in the morning, crying to Allah, Allah, take me. I want to meet Mawlana Imam Hassan Sahib Rahmat. So here every week in the Shab Guzari, about the great ulama, when you meet them. It didn't happen. Then making mashwara, let's we go to Darul Uloom. Then also there were some barriers. And 2 weeks before Darul Uloom, then we got permission, right, you can go Darul Uloom. So for the 4 months didn't happen, when we went to Darul Uloom after that. Then there, I met Haji Bhai Padiya Rahmatullah Ali. He came, he saw always visit the madrasa, so he saw me there. He said, what are you doing here? I thought now, bhai, he didn't give you 4 months, you're going to get now, bhai. You must be a 4 months the problem. Adisab, so he said, what are you doing here? Adisab, I'm studying now. He said, MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala didn't take you for 4 months, but he accepted your life. So the whole bitterness came out from my heart. Bitterness came out. He said, see, 4 months you didn't go, your life got accepted. Allah will take you further. Then from way to way to way after that. So we don't understand the little program, the Shab Guzari, we're taking our children, they're listening, re-listening, what to get inspired, they hear Haytul Sahaba, they want to read the Arabic one day, I want to sit there, nothing wrong. They tell your son, one day inshallah you're going to sit there. One day you're going to sit there, you're going to read the Arabic. And you're going to translate. And then you're going to go to the Markaz arriving, you're going to give 1 year in the path of Allah. You're going to tell them from now, this is now Haras al-Akhirah. We're talking about Akhirat. Although it's not going to happen, I told maybe we can't do it. But they will take you into the masjid, now you've got an opportunity. And then give one incentive also, that we'll go, then I'll buy you something from downstairs, the canteen is there. Like in 2010, when in Masjid al-Hilal you put the screens. We just put the screens, it wasn't on. So, towards the end of the year, when father came and told me, he says that, Umtri Sahib, you know, for the last couple of months, my son kept on telling me, Papa, we're going to Hilal for namaz. He said, why Hilal? It was 2010. Then he asked him one day, why you want to go to Hilal? He said, you didn't see they put the screens there. World Cup, they're going to have the World Cup, the 2010 World Cup. Father said, no, they're not going to show it to the Hilal screen. That was the namaz times. But that was his incentive now to come to Hilal. So we bring our sons. We are stopping them. They want to come. You bring them, they want to come. Which child doesn't want to come? You tell him, I'll take you down, say, buy you a burger. You want to come. I'll buy your mother also a burger too. I'll buy extra one for tomorrow morning also. And for the lunch also, no problem. Barakat. You listen to the Hayatul Sahaba a little bit. Sit in the program. We'll get inspired. From where to where Allah Ta'ala will take the little child. Just that one little program came for the majlis, came for Shab Guzari, small investment. Allah will take them ahead, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept. Subhanakallah.